God's Christmas Gift to the World. Compiled from the writings of David Brant Berg.
Christmas is a celebration of the day 2,000 years ago that God sent His love into the world in the form of a tiny, weak, helpless baby. Jesus was born to a simple, humble teenage girl who miraculously conceived, having never slept with any man. In fact, the news of her pregnancy was so shocking that when the man whom she was going to marry learned about it, he promptly decided to break the engagement and call off the wedding. Until a powerful heavenly being intervened and convinced him to stay with her and rear and protect this very special child that she was carrying. Although the child was ordained to be a king, in fact, the King of Kings, he was not born in a plush palace with famous and glorious members of the court in attendance and the honor and praise of the world. Instead, he was born on the dirty floor of a barn, amidst the cattle and the asses, wrapped in rags and laid to rest in an animal's feed trough. And though his birth brought no great fanfare or official recognition from the institutions and governments of man, that night, on a nearby hillside, a motley crew of poor shepherds were awestruck as a brilliant light burst upon them from the starry sky, and a host of angels filled the night with their heavenly declaration and song. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth to men of good will. For unto you this day is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. Far away in the east, another herald appeared in the heavens. A bright new star caught the attention of certain astrologers, who understood its significance and followed it, crossing thousands of miles of desert as it led them to the exact location of the young child in the little town of Bethlehem, where they honored him with their gifts. His earthly father was a carpenter, a humble hewer of wood with whom he lived and labored, conforming to our human ways of life, custom, language, and living, that he might understand and love us better. He saw mankind suffering and had great compassion, longing to not only heal their sick and broken bodies, but also to save their souls, their immortal spirits. When he began his life's work, he went about everywhere doing good, helping people, loving children, healing heartaches, strengthening tired bodies, saving all whom he could. He not only preached his message, but he lived it among them as one of them. He not only ministered to their spiritual needs, but he spent a great deal of time ministering to their physical and material needs, miraculously healing them when they were sick, feeding them when they were hungry, and sharing his life and his love. This man, Jesus Christ, is not merely a prophet, philosopher, teacher, rabbi, or guru. He is the Son of God. He is the only one who died for the sins of the world and rose from the dead. He's in a class all by himself, because he's the only Savior. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He is the original Christmas gift, God's gift of love to the world. The reason for the season. Many places today have gotten to where they have just about completely eliminated Jesus from Christmas. They even call it Xmas, taking Christ out of Christmas. In some cities, all you ever see are signs of Xmas holidays, Xmas sale, Xmas shopping. And of course, they've got a new god called Santa Claus, who is really the big department store. At least they are remembering Jesus' birthday, although it's a funny way to do it. Instead of giving presents to Jesus for his birthday, they give them to each other. Now, wouldn't it be funny if along comes your birthday, on whatever date it is, and all your friends decide to celebrate it by giving each other presents and never give you a thing? And yet, God gave us the greatest gift of all at Christmas. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved you so much, he gave Jesus to die in your place, to take your punishment for you. Jesus, God's gift of love to us, is just that, a gift. And we just have to receive him humbly, knowing that we can't possibly pay enough to buy our way into heaven, to buy eternal life, to buy the happiness that Jesus brings. That's the ultimate Christmas gift. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, God's gift of life for you. A time for worship. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and adore him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. We don't know whether Christmas was really the night when Jesus was born, but what truly matters is that he was born, he lived, and he died for you and me, and he rose again, so we could do the same. I used to forbid my little family to celebrate Christmas because I heard some preachers say that Christmas trees are an old hangover from Druid worship, that it was a pagan rite and it wasn't even Jesus' birthday, and all those things. But the Christmas tree can be more than mere decoration. It can be a witness to others, symbolizing the beauty of life and living. In wintertime, the evergreen, even in the midst of death and decay, is a symbol of everlasting life. In spite of the hardships of winter, the evergreens survive and stay beautiful and green all winter long, just like Jesus. So make the tree a reminder of Jesus, Son of the eternal God of heaven, and a reminder of our everlasting, evergreen, eternal life, and the other gifts he hangs on us continually. Let's never lose the true meaning of Christmas, or let the symbolism of the tree and the genuine spirit of Christmas become drowned in all the confusion of this world and its worldliness. Let's glorify the Lord at Christmas time. I think it's good that the whole world is almost compelled to remember Christ's birthday. I just wish that they would remember that that is what it is. But at least the world recognizes the day, and everybody celebrates it. It's one of the happiest days of the year. That's the one time that even the atheists and the unbelievers and the skeptics acknowledge something that's about faith and religion and Christ and the Bible, even if they don't celebrate it as such. Is your heart full of thanksgiving? Isn't it wonderful to have love? When you have God, you have love, because God is love. Isn't it wonderful to know Jesus? That's what makes Christmas merry. Tell the story. I think my favorite Christmas carol is the one that talks about taking Jesus into our hearts. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Phillips Brooks, 1867. Christmas is a time to let others know Jesus through you and see Jesus in you. Even if people don't know anything about Jesus, Christmas, or God, they can see Jesus in you. even if you may not feel like it or see that you're having any effect. Keep telling the story of Jesus. Be faithful and true to Jesus. Let others see Jesus in you. Let's praise the Lord and thank Him for Christmas. As we commemorate the day when you were born, Lord, let others see you in us, that they may know you, whom to know is life eternal. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.